I'm Chris, and today we're going to be talking about the vaccine controversy. So basically, the controversy is if parents should get their kids vaccinated or not, and if it actually leads to things like autism. And the three main points we're going to be talking about today are if vaccines lead to autism, the pros and cons of vaccines, and types of vaccine exemptions.
Okay, I'm Ashlyn, and my article I read was about how there's been like lots and lots of research and studies over the years, and there was a study in 1998 that like proved that autism and vaccinations were related. So that's when like this whole thing started and everybody started freaking out. But then a guy named Brian Deer like redid the research and found that it was research fraud and that it's not actually related.
My name's James, and the text that I read was the type of vaccine exemptions, and it talks about like when one of your students or one of your kids are in school and there's a big disease breakout, that they should just be sent home or something if it's one of the vaccines that you chose for your child to be exempted from. And then it also goes along with like whether schools should allow children to be like anti-vax on different diseases because of religious, philosophical, and personal beliefs, and if states should just remain with laws and stuff like that.
I think that if you don't get vaccinated, you shouldn't be able to go to public school.
Yeah, because it'd be so much easier for you just to be homeschooled and not have to worry about disease breakouts than go to school and have to be sent home.
Yeah. It's pricier. And so there's no real pros to getting vaccinated. As Ashlyn said, there's no real link between vaccines and autism, and so there's no real pros against not getting vaccinated, whereas the cons of being an anti-vaxxer are having like disease breakouts, as James mentioned, and
I think the pros would be that they get to make their own choice. That's why it's such a big controversy, because some people think that the citizens should get to make their own choice about their kids or not.
Yeah. But then again, it goes with the same thing as James was talking about. It's like, do you want to get your will and then risk having a
getting
outbreak?
I mean, it kind of also goes hand in hand with of course, whether or not someone should get vaccinated or not. But again, as I said, like the religious beliefs, like if one school, because there's been controversy where some kids are kicked out of school because their school won't allow them to have a certain hairstyle, which is what it should be like with vaccines. Like if you're exempted from, let's say, a malaria vaccine, and then there's a disease outbreak for malaria, and how you should be sent home, it's just like, you shouldn't be able to go to school, I believe, for that, so.
Yeah, and it all links together, just in the fact that getting a vaccine doesn't directly lead to autism. And if you try to use that as an excuse to not get vaccinated and be anti-vax, and something happens, like James said, in your school, and like something breaks out, then today, to sum it up, all we talked about was if vaccines lead to autism, if the pros and cons of being anti-vax, and types of vaccine exemptions. And that's all.